This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in. Episode 2 of WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you every single day, bringing you the biggest take on Philadelphia sports. And of course, this feed will give you some of the best takes around WIP. And we all know what time it is. I mean, we're getting to the finish line here. We are almost there, almost at draft night, the 2023 NFL draft. I can't wait for this. We've been talking about this on WIP for months now, what the Eagles should do, what they should not do, the Bijan Robinson debate. So I thought today I would give you my big board for the number 10 pick, the first Eagles draft pick in the 2023 NFL draft. And obviously there's a real chance the Eagles move around. Maybe they won't pick 10. Maybe they'll pick 8 or 12 or whatever. But for the sake of this, you know, debate and sake of this conversation, let's say the Eagles do stay at number 10. I've got 5 players here that I think about as the guys that I'd be happy if they landed one of these 5 players with the number 10 overall selection. I have 5 on my list. Obviously, if I made a bigger list, you can go further and have 10 or 12 or 15, but I'm going to narrow it down to 5. Like, I want one of these 5 guys to be the Eagles selection at number 10 overall. And I'll tell you right off the bat, there's going to be a name in here you're not going to hear. And if you're expecting to hear it, sorry, he doesn't belong on this list. He's not on my list. You won't catch him on my big board. So here's my 5, and I'll go in kind of descending order here. I'll go from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll kind of end with the number 1 player on my big board here for the Eagles at number 10. All right, so at number 5 and number 4, you know, kind of interchangeable to an extent. I would be happy with either. I think they're a little bit different kind of players, but I don't think there's a big gap between them. I'm going number 5 and 4, same position, and we're going with the cornerback position. Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois is my number 5 player on my big board at number 10. I'm not sure who's going to be there. If I had a guess, I don't think he's going to be there. I think he will go before the Eagles are on the board at number 10. You know, we've kind of ignored the cornerback position a lot on WIP as we've talked through this draft process because it is not an overwhelming need. They have 3 high-level players right now. You know, when you talk about Darius Slay, James Bradbury, and obviously Avante Maddox. But I do think, before I get to, you know, narrowing down the 2 players and just a little bit why I like Gonzalez, so I'll put a 4, Christian Gonzalez over Witherspoon, but they're 5 and 4. And I just think we're ignoring corner as a need for a couple reasons. One, they re-signed their 2 guys. But Bradbury and Slay are older. They're not going to be here very long. I know the contracts say they'll be here another year or 2 each, but they're older. The Eagles nearly moved on from both of them. And the guy in the slot, Avante Maddox, is an injury concern every year. And also, there's kind of a hole at safety, so maybe Maddox plays some safety. But the secondary is just not as deep, and they don't have a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson this year to drop down from safety to slot corner, let's say, if something happens to an Avante Maddox. So I think corner is a sneaky, if not need something, they certainly, it would help them if they had another young corner here, or had a good young corner, which they don't have really on this roster besides the three veterans that they use. The other thing about corner is we don't know with new defense coordinator Sean Desai, is he going to use more dime? Maybe he will. You know, maybe there'll be more corners in the field. So I went Witherspoon at 5, Gonzalez at 4. It's really close between the two. I think Gonzalez has a better chance to be a number one outside corner as the years go on. Witherspoon, not quite as fluid, not quite as much of a playmaker. Still a good player from Illinois. I thought he played well within the Big Ten. I like him. I think Devin Witherspoon's going to be a good player. I have him at 5. I have Christian Gonzalez of Oregon at 4. I kind of see Slay when I see Christian Gonzalez, how fluid he is, how he runs, his length. I think he'll be able to match up with bigger wide receivers, physical wide receivers, but also technicians. So at number 4, I went with Devin Witherspoon. Number 5, Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois. Number 4, Oregon's Christian Gonzalez. They're both really close. I mean, I'd be happy with either. I think most in Philadelphia would be surprised, shocked, floored if the Eagles end up taking a corner at number, 10. I wouldn't be. I think those are both very viable picks if they're both or one on the board at number 10. All right, my number 3 player and a guy that I've sort of like more as time has gone on. I could see the case for more as time goes on, and I think his athleticism and his upside is real. That's Paris Johnson Jr., the offensive tackle out of Ohio State. Look, you know, when this process began, when we started talking about the draft on WIP, I didn't think I'd have, this player here, but he has risen. You could see why. He is athletic. He is versatile. You could look at him and kind of project a future tackle and a good one in the NFL, but also has had some versatility and played the guard position. Bigger guy. And I think that could be important here as you kind of project what they might need at right guard this season, because I'm not at all sold that Cam Jurgens can play right guard next to Jason Kelce. And we've had some smart people on our show, really smart people, Brian Baldinger and Ray Dittinger. And they've both said the same thing. They're like, I don't know. I don't know about the idea of a guard, Jurgens at his size playing guard next to Kelce. And maybe that wouldn't be the way that the Eagles really want to go. So I think there's a very much bigger need at the offensive line position than we've made it out to be. And I love Paris Johnson Jr. If he's there at 10, I think it would be a good pick. He's number 3 on my board. So I have the two corners at 5 and 4, Witherspoon, Gonzalez. Number 3 is Paris Johnson Jr. I could see him being a future high-level tackle in the NFL when Lane Johnson retires, or maybe if, who knows what the future is with my lot. I imagine they want to be here for a while, but Lane's future is certainly uncertain. And the other thing about offensive line, before we go through the rest of the big board here, the other thing about offensive line that I think is really important to just talk about and acknowledge, the depth on the offensive line here is as bad as it's been in a really long time, or as thin as it's been in a really long time. They just don't have much depth. I mean, we could just pretend that, them not having Andre Dillard here is no big deal. Okay. But they also lost Isaac Seumalo. They lost a starter at right guard, and they lost their number one backup left tackle. Those two things are gone. So now we're talking about Jack Driscoll as the depth here, and also Cam Jurgens, who we're just assuming, again, I'm not sure if it's a good assumption, we're assuming would play right guard. So now you've lost your starting right guard. You've lost your backup interior lineman, which would have been Cam Jurgens, because he's now a starter, right? So you can't have him as the backup. You've lost your backup left tackle. So that's a lot. I mean, the waves of depth are gone. I just think they're thinner on the offensive line than they have been in years. Lane Johnson, they're lucky he was able to play through that injury, but Lane Johnson had a major injury last year. He could have one again. He's had major injuries. Jason Kelce stayed remarkably healthy for a player his age. Like, who's to say, and I'm not, let's all hope this doesn't happen, but who's to say, Kelce doesn't get banged up? Remember, he had the elbow thing in training camp last year. He was fine. He made it back for week one. But what if Kelce gets banged up as he's an older player that's played a decade on the offensive line in the NFL? And then Jurgens has to play center. And then what's going on at right guard? And then whatever depth you have is even more compromised. I think the offensive line's a major need. So number 5, Devin Witherspoon. Number 4, Christian Gonzalez. Number 3 is Paris Johnson. Number 2, my number 2 player on my big board for number 10. This is my Eagles big board, 5 players I would love for them to draft, be happy, really happy with them drafting at the number 10 spot in the NFL draft. I'm going here, Nolan Smith, the pass rusher, linebacker, edge rusher, call him what you want, out of Georgia. Now, I've joked a lot on the Midday Show that I like him because he wears glasses. We need more glasses wearers in sports. That's mostly tongue-in-cheek, though. When I was growing up, athletes wore glasses. I mean, they did. I remember baseball players wearing glasses, Jay Bell. I mean, glasses wearers, you watch the NBA guys with the old goggles, the rec specs like I used to wear. I mean, do I want a glasses wearer back in the sports world? I do. But that's not really the reason I like him. I think he is the prototypical future NFL pass rusher. I know he's small, but really he's a Hassan Reddick size. And if the Eagles know how to, you know, if anyone could use him the right way, I think it's the Eagles. And I think about the versatility he would be able to bring to this team. And, you know, Josh Sweat's an interesting player because he and Hassan Reddick were the two edge rushers on the outside last year. But, you know, Josh Sweat could put his hand down and play on the defensive line as well. So I think there's something to all that where he could do that on the defensive line there. So I really think there's something to having a Nolan Smith, having two edge rushers, one on the outside, Nolan Smith one way, one Hassan Reddick the other way, put Josh Sweat's hand in the ground. I think Nolan Smith's a really good player, really good. And I think the 10th pick is not too high to use on a Nolan Smith. Now, is his size a little bit of a worry in the run game? Potentially it is, but the Eagles have a lot of bulk up front. I mean, you know, Brandon Graham's a bulky defensive lineman. For a defensive end. Fletcher Cox is still here. Jordan Davis will be here for years to come in bulk. I mean, that is significant bulk on the inside. So I think you could keep offensive linemen off him in bad spots. I'm not too worried about Nolan Smith's size, 239, because he can run. I mean, he can run around the edge. He can make plays. I think he could be a double-digit sack guy in the NFL, and we've seen Reddick. I mean, in a couple of years, the Eagles have to make a decision on Hassan Reddick on how much they want to pay him. And if they will pay him a second contract, you know, they got him on a great contract, but will they want to do that a year from now? Let's say Hassan Reddick has another 15 sack season. He's going to want to raise. Already, he's going to want to move forward with another contract. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll do that. Maybe they won't. You could just slide Nolan Smith in there as kind of the next smallish, fast, around the edge pass rusher in this Eagles defense. I like Nolan Smith as my number two guy on my big board. So Devin Witherspoon, 5. Christian Gonzalez, 4. Parrish Johnson, 3. Nolan Smith, 2. And number 1.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You guys knew this was coming. Have you ever seen the movie Draft Day? That Kevin Costner, which by the way, stunk. I mean, that was a bad, really bad NFL movie, but it's kind of compelling in a weird way. Like it's like I have this thing with movies where if I start a bad movie, I want to keep watching it. It's just a weird thing. Like, I need to know how it ends, how bad it actually ends up. And so I watched Draft. I actually watched it on the plane ride to Arizona for the Super Bowl this year. And I was kind of captivated by, like, this is stinks, but, like, how are they going to end this movie? But the part, if you've seen it, you know, Kevin Costner, the GM, I forget his name in the movie, but he's the GM of the Browns. And he has this motto, Vontae Mack, no matter what, that's the player. And he kind of moved up and down the draft board, but he wanted to get Vontae Mack. That was, like, his before the draft day arrived into draft night. Like, that was his reminder to himself. No matter what, get Vontae Mack. And that's me with Peter Skoronski. Peter Skoronski, no matter what. That is my motto for the Eagles in the NFL draft. That's my guy. I you know, this goes back to a few minutes ago, just talking about the offensive line and their needs there and how much they could really use an offensive lineman. I think Peter Skoronski is a home run. I mean, he's the probably boring, but like, watch him play. He's a technician. He probably will be a star player at the guard position from day one. I think he can play tackle if you need him to. Maybe down the line he moves to tackle. It reminds me of the way people talked about Quentin Nelson. Really going to take a guard that high. Quentin Nelson's been the best guard in the NFL for 5 years. It reminds me of Zach Martin, a guy that maybe two arms too short to play tackle. He's been a Hall of Fame level guard. And I just want to keep a strength on the Eagles offensive line. It's the best unit on the team. Keep it that way. And moving forward, think about how they've turned this thing back over. You know, 3 years ago, I would have said, I don't know what this offensive line is going to look like in a few years. Like, oh, they've lost Peters. They've lost Brandon Brooks. Kelsey's getting up there. Lane's getting up there. Well, now you could have building blocks. Dickerson's a building block. Juergens at center, not guard, a building block. you know, now you have Skoronski at right guard, building block, and then you have Mailata, who's still in his 20s. Like, four guys moving forward you feel really good about. Skoronski with the ability to play tackle or guard. His testing numbers off the charts. His IQ off the charts. His career at Northwestern off the charts. And, I mean, think about the football. He's got, what a football name. Peter Skoronski. Like, that is a football player's name. His grandfather played offensive line for the Vince Lombardi Packers. I love it. And I don't think it's too high to use on a guard. I don't think it's too high to use on a player that this is this good. I mean, I think there's a real chance Peter Skoronski is, you know, when we kind of play this draft out 5-7 years from now, we look back and say he was one of the five best players in the 2023 NFL draft. And you get him at number 10. I'm all in on Peter Skoronski. So my big board for number 10. Number 5, Devin Witherspoon, corner, Illinois. Number 4, Christian Gonzalez, corner from Oregon. Number 3, Paris Johnson, junior, offensive lineman, Ohio State. Number 2, Nolan Smith, edge rusher from Georgia. And number 1, Peter Skoronski from Northwestern, guard, offensive lineman. Call him whatever you want. The guy's going to be a star. You notice who's not even on the list. Zero mention of Bijan Robinson. Did not even make my top 5. He's a running back. I would rather, without question, Witherspoon, Gonzalez, Paris Johnson Jr., Nolan Smith, Skoronski, all of them over a guy like, you know, like Bijan Robinson. I didn't put Jalen Carter. I don't think he'll be there. I also have worries about the red flags with Jalen Carter. I don't think he'll be there, though. I don't think Will Anderson will be there. I tried to kind of cater the list to guys I think will be in the mix for the number 10 pick, but I don't want Bijan. I'm not even putting Bijan on my list. If I was running a draft room, if I was in there with Howie, I would say cross him off before we even get to the draft coming up on Thursday night. So there is my big board for the Eagles at number 10. In past years, they've listened to me sometimes. It didn't work out with Rager. It did work out with Jordan Davis. They listened to that pick, and I believe I had Devontae, but not high on my list because I was worried about the size. But I've kind of hit the Eagles' first pick in terms of they've been on my big board for that pick. We'll see if it happens again. We'll get to the big board for number 30 coming up on Thursday. There's my big board for number 10. Follow the show everywhere you get podcasts. WIP Daily. We bring the best content from everywhere around the WIP universe. Appreciate everyone listening. Remember, write this one down. Peter Skoronski. No matter what. I'm going to put it on a post-it, and maybe I'll post it when we put the podcast up here. Peter Skoronski, no matter what, number 1 on my big board for the number 10 overall pick.